Here on RNIB Connect Radio, I'm joined by Libby Clegg and her pilot, Jenny Hall. And this is the first time for you, Libby, competing on a tandem cycling.
Yes.
after obviously hanging up your running spikes after Tokyo Paralympic Games. And I suppose the first question to you, Libby, is why the tandem bike and maybe not any other Paralympic sports while possibly rowing?
I think I'm a little bit too short for rowing, to be honest. I'm like 5'4", 3", so I think I'd struggle to be in a boat. But for me, retiring from athletics was predominantly due to injury in my age. I've just been put a bit too much stress on my joints over the years, and being on the bike, it alleviates that pressure from your joints, my ankles in particular. So yeah, thought I'd give it a go.
And am I right in thinking that it is Welshman James Ball, who obviously won a gold and a silver this weekend, who was one of the main people who got you into paracycling?
He definitely was, yeah. He's been trying to get me across for quite some time, to be honest with you. And yeah, I finally gave in to his prodding and pokes over the years.
And how has it been for the pair of you coming out and competing? Jenny as Libby's pilot and also for you, Libby, working together, how has that been?
Oh, it's been wonderful. Libby's she's worked so well, and we've had a couple of solid weeks together, and it's really been like a crash course in learning how to race a bike, to be honest. But she's done so good, and she just worked so hard and done everything I could have asked, and I'm really, really proud of her.
Yeah. For me as well, like, I've not really been on the bike that long, and Jenny's been absolutely phenomenal with me over the past few weeks. She's taught me so much, and it's been a great learning experience for me too, and I wouldn't have asked her to have done it with anyone else. It's been amazing, so I'm really pleased.
And you know, it's great, as I keep on saying to most of the athletes here today, for the Commonwealth Games to have everybody together. So it's a great celebration of sport and an opportunity for the general public and also for other visually impaired people to see visually impaired athletes competing.
I mean, it's great that it's an integrated programme. I think it's fantastic for the public to see as well. You know, people that, you know, that maybe do have a disability aren't necessarily aware that they could get involved in different sports. So I think it's a great way to showcase the different events. So yeah, it's a good thing.
And do you think that maybe, I think you learnt ballet at a younger age, was that help with your balance on the bike at all?
That was a long time ago when I did ballet. I think just having a very good pilot the past few weeks has helped me a lot. Keep balance.
Well, I don't want to brag, but I did do ballet, so, you know, maybe it does help.
And the relationship between the pair of you, I mean, how has that been working? Because Libby, it must be slightly different with a pilot than a guide runner.
I mean, it's quite different than running with a guide, because we are going significantly faster, and I'm completely out of control of the bike, so I need to put a lot more trust and faith in Jenny. But we've only been riding a couple of weeks together, so that trust has to be built quite quickly. And I know Jenny's more experienced than me, but not massively experienced. I feel very safe in her hands.
And for you, Jenny, because as Libby says, you've obviously been piloting a few cyclists before, but this is a new partnership for you.
Yeah, totally. So I only started actually piloting a year and a half ago, but it's been, I mean, I had the really steep learning curve. I just had it 18 months ago, and it's been really good to help Libby with that curve as well, and show her all the things that I learned super quick that she's had to learn equally as fast.
And what's next for the pair of you? Do you, other competitions in mind down the line, or do you just see how this one goes?
I've got Track Worlds in October, but Jenny is literally off to Canada next week for Road Worlds.
And Libby, any sights on maybe more competitions, like maybe Paris in 2024?
I think it's definitely a possibility, Paris. But I won't be riding with Jenny, sadly. Jenny's an endurance rider, so yeah, fingers crossed I'll be there in 2 years, but you'll have to wait and see. I don't know if I want to offer for that kilo tonight.
And it's been a great weekend for paracycling and a great weekend for Scotland too, I suspect.
Yeah, it's been great. There's been some fantastic performances, and it's nice to be a part of that.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Libby Clegg and Jenny Hall, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, thank you. Much.